The parsha of Kisisa has within it one of the most fascinating and one of the most difficult parshas, at the same time fascinating but difficult to understand. The parsha of the Chet HaEgel is a parsha that brings to a strong point the frailty of man and how Klal Yisrael was holding on such a high level. They had just seen the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They had just received the Torah. They just stood by the foot of the mountain of Har Sinai. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu had spoken to them, Anoichi Asher Elokecha Asher Hoceiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out. Lo yiyeh lecha Elokim achem al ponai. And here they were dancing in front of a golden calf. Can we understand such a metzias, Rabbi Zay? A nation that saw the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody said, if God would only speak to me, it would be so different. If God would come to me in a dream and tell me, it would be so different. And here, they had that. God spoke to them. He revealed himself. He gave them the Torah. They all sang it. There's Nasa v'nishma. We all screamed. Everybody wants the Yiddishma. Nasa v'nishma. And here, not long after that, they were also dancing of Isaac. So this was a different type of dancing. Something that goes on by Malachim. Different dancing was going on. The dancing that goes on not far from here, 15-minute bus ride. So dancing goes on. Different types of dancing also in front of golden calves. But anyway, they were dancing in front of a golden calf. Ela lekecha Yisrael. How do we understand it? As Chazal say it in Gemara Chagiga, mi igra rama lebira amikta, from a high plateau, from a mountaintop to the top of Mount Everest to the lowest pit in the earth. They went so fast. And the question is, how? How can they go down so quickly? So you'll tell me, what do you mean, Rabbi? We know people fall, Madregas. Chazal tell us, it's a horror, can't attack a person so quickly. You can't get a guy so quickly to fall. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, and how does the Yitzhahara work? Today he tells you like this, you don't have to come to Shachris so early. Tomorrow he says, you know, they come to Shachar. Yeah, Mikamayim. We're down by the Koisa Mizrahi. We're down by the Koisa. A guy told me there's a school that's down by the Koisa. So he downs in his room every day, 40 days by the Koisa. He has the school up. You're down by the Koisa. Okay. Mincha, slowly with mincha, so with this, so that. He slowly works on you. It's very smart. He doesn't play games. He plays games. But he's very smart, very shrewd. Orym. He works on you slowly, knocks you down. Slowly, a little bit here, a little bit there. Let up here, let up there. By the time you know it, that's it. You guys, keep a Pepsi Cola bottle cap. Just call me Sprite. He has his name on his keeper. Little Pepsi Cola bottle cap with a pin to keep it in. Don't go too deep. And there he is. Yankel Pfefferkorn. He was the best Bogan Base Medrash. Call me Sprite. On weekends, I'm Fanta. What happened? Slowly. Yitzhar works. Breaks him down. Come here, come there. Schleps him here, schleps him there. Slowly. No more Yanko Feck of the corn. Call me Jack. He's out there with his Pepsi Cola bottle cap on his head. Yitzhar breaks you down slowly. A little bit here. Come on, watch with one eye the movie. You know, don't look at two eyes. And slowly he got at you. That's the horses and shots. And here they fell so quickly, so fastly. How is it possible? That's the first question we have to ask ourselves. This parasha is something fascinating to understand. The Maisa, the parasha tells us that when they fell very quickly and they were sitting dancing in front of that golden calf, jumping around, singing and partying, having a good party they were having over there. You know what these parties go on, these parties. They were having one of those parties. A few weeks ago, Sunday, many people were celebrating, even in the frum circles. The Super Bowl party. Religious Jews also could have a good time. No problem. Rent some rooms. Atlantic City. Why, there'll be a minyan for Mincha before the halftime show. We gotta get the halftime show also. So they were partying in front of the Egel Hazov, jumping around, dancing. But they weren't only doing that. Chazal say they lowered themselves. Avoid the sorrow, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Domin. And we can imagine, Rabbeisai. We can imagine. Maybe we should stop here. We shouldn't imagine, but we can imagine what was going on over there. An orgy. Everything was going on. Craziness. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Domim, all in one shot. All the three cardinal sins, they were all just mamish. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai. He has the luchos, and he throws them down, and everything stops, comes to a halt. Nothing continues. Moshe of Chazal is that. How's that possible? The guy's in a party, but a real party, and they're dancing. Someone comes in and says, "This is crazy. Throw something down. You're doing something wrong. The party goes on. Pass the booze. The belly dancers here. I'm going to give this up." Everything comes to a halt. What's the shot? How is it possible? In one Maisa, everything comes to a halt. Yisoid Rabbeisai. That we have to know and understand he has very, very Yisoidistik, but it's Pashat. But Yisoidistik Ma'oid, to understand something that the world out there doesn't understand, even though it's simple. So that's a little bit of a contradiction. Sounds a little bit strange. If it's so simple, why don't they understand it? But we says, Mishul Hashem says in the Hakdama, this whole sefer is that things that are so pashut, so simple. Every person, everyone can understand them. As the Gifter says, women learn Mishul Hashem. Even women learn it. Any Beis Yaakov girl can learn Mesil Shisharim Rabbeisai. I'm not saying to make chavrusas. I'm just saying any Beis Yaakov can make can learn Mesil Shisharim. Because it's straightforward. It's simple. It's things that we know. As the Mesil Shisharim says, I'm here just to remind you. Because there's some fascinating Metzius. That something that's so basic, so simple, so crucial to understand, we seem seems to just go above us, just go behind our heads, and we just don't realize it. We're not cognizant of it, even though it's simple. The answer to our question, how does Klal Yisrael fall to such a high level? To a low level in such a quick time. To hearing Shem's booming voice, to dancing in front of an Egel Hazov, the Yetzirah doesn't work that way. The answer is Gevaldik, boys. It's Gevaldik. The answer is Azay. You're right. The Yetzirah can't knock us down so quickly. He has to work at a slow pace. Slowly every day, a little bit more, injecting his poison a little bit more. But there's one scenario. There's a time. There is a metzias where the Yetzirah could bring you down like lightning. And that is when a person is in a state of confusion. You look in your lifetime, everybody says, during your lifetimes, you realize your most difficult time that you had, battling the Yetzer Hara, is when a person doesn't have clarity. He's in a state of confusion. Amalek, we know is going to come in a few months, the parasha of Amalek. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is a nation? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most merciful being that's shy. Av HaRacham. God commands Klal Yisrael, every single one of us, to kill out, to destroy, to wipe out, not the grown men with hairs on their chest, the babies! Mishor Abchamor Atzeh, the animals, the babies of Amalek. Wipe them out completely. That's God telling us to do it. Milchama Lashem Amalek Midor Dor forever. Wipe them out. And every year we have a mitzvah Saseh D'Oraisa coming up in a few weeks to remember it. Don't forget it. Get yourself aroused. Get yourself excited. For what? We gotta wipe out, get knives, bows and arrows, machine guns, and shoot these little babies. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? You know what the pshat is, Abayisai? This God made a world with clarity. He made a world with clarity. As we mentioned a few weeks ago, the little bar mitzvah boy, Yaakov Bernstein, a
His Borsellino hat is too big. His wet pay is behind the ear. Little Yankala. He has a mitzvah sasei doraisa to believe. All the 613. He has to believe in God. He has to believe in all that God. He's not allowed to believe in anything else. Oh, little Yankala. How do we expect that from little Yankala? Professor Stanley Star Johnston for the University of Philadelphia has come out with his thesis with his bifocals. He thinks there might not be. He's not sure yet if there's a God. Mr. Stanley, Professor, sorry. He's wrote a book on it, 3 books. He's still not sure. When he finds out, he'll let us know. And he has big articles, Professor Stanley, with his bifocals. And he'll hold his bifocals and tell you about it. The atheist that he is. Meanwhile, we know what's going on behind his closed doors. He's not reading books about atheism. He's busy behind closed doors at night, something that his wife even doesn't know about. Professor Stanley, with all his etiquette, he doesn't want to believe in God because that's machayev him. And yet, he's a big thinker, this Dr. Professor Stanley. I mean, he's gone for a test of his IQ. It's broken all records. It's over 200. They've never seen a man like this, Miss Stanley, with his such intelligence. And little Yankel Bernstein, his IQ is below zero. They've never seen a kid with such an IQ. They put him on the IQ test and the thing went backwards. They don't even know if there's anything up there. And yet he has a chiyuv to believe in God. Dr. Bochanan, we said a few weeks ago, yes, because it's the most simplest thing in the world to believe in God. Shai Hanavi says, go out in the world for 1 second. Look up at the stars. Look up at the world. It's so simple. God made a world so clear that you can believe it. You see him in the world. There's no pesmer. They still try to scratch their head. They can't figure it out. It's the simplest thing. That's why every bar mitzvah is mechayev in it. And God made a world that way of clarity, total clarity. And we understand the truth, the real truth. And he wanted it to be clear. He wanted us to see it. Came along a nation called Amalek. And they tried to cover it up. You know what the Medrash says? They took our milas, they cut off the mila, and they threw it up to Hashem. God, take this, you have no place down here. And we, the Jewish nation, are here to show the world very clearly there's a God. See it, it's clear. Don't try to cover it up. Amalek's fight is not against the Jewish people. Fight against God's purpose in this world. What God's trying to do down here. To show clarity, the truth and purpose. And they're trying to cover up truth and purpose. And when a person is confused, when a person doesn't have clarity, whether it's his own fault or whether somebody else is causing the unclarity, in that state of confusion, you can fall to the brinks of H-E-L-L, all the way down. Because you don't know who you are, what you're doing with your life. You're confused. You lost your mokoy. You thought things were a certain way, and now they're not that way. In that state of confusion, the Yetzer Hara has a tremendous power. What happened at Har Sinai? The Yetzer Hara painted a picture. Kizem Moshe Ish, Moshe's dead. Your leader is dead. You have no leader. You have no one to guide you anymore. He showed a casket of Moshe lying in the Shemayim, and the Malachim were escorting him out. Kal Yisrael felt that they lost their leader. They entered into a state of confusion. In a state of confusion, you can go down and down and down and further down to a matzav of Avodah Zarah Mamish, Rachmana Litzlan. That's what happened at Har Sinai many years ago. And when they lost that clarity, they lost their identity, they lost who they are. We have no leader. We don't know where we're going, where we're headed. We're lost. Into the brinks of hell. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain with the true, with the Luchos HaBris, and he throws it down in front of them. Everything stops. The dancers stop in their place. The orgy is over. Lights go on. The party is over. Why? Because when the truth settles in, when the clarity arises, shines, there ain't no more muckle for good old Yitz. Yitzhara, the good friend Yitz, there's no place for him anymore. He's only in the dark, Ramosa. When there's darkness, when there's unclarity, he can attack you and bring you down. But when there's clarity, when the truth is staring you in the face, all the garbage goes by the wayside, falls to the wayside. The truth hurts, or better, the truth clarifies, and the truth gives reality. And everything that's not reality falls away. That's what happened. And that's why it stopped instantly. Because everything else was false. It was a facade. It was made up. It was an untruth. Ela, the Catholic Israel, this is the God. They could believe such a thing. Only when there's unclarity. As soon as they had clarity, boom, falls to the wayside. The voice side. We're in a world that's poisoning us. Don't come to Rabbi Applebaum schmoozing him. He's a brainwasher. I don't do brainwashing, the voice side. I dry clean your brains. You've been brainwashed. You need to dry clean it. The world has put us in a state of confusion. We don't know our right from our wrong. We don't know what we're doing with our lives. Yiddishkeit is faltering. Because the world has put us into a state of confusion. You walk into a, you drive into a new state. You come off the plane. Coke! It's the real thing! You see it standing before your eyes! I don't want to tell you what's in the next billboard, next door! Oh boy, you want to smoke that cigarette! Who's holding the cigarette? I don't know if there's anything on that person! He can't get his eyes off the billboard. They know what they're doing, the advertisement world. Was like, they got you brainwashed. You think they paid millions of dollars to put about $5 million billboards all over? Hollywood billboards. to see this great movie about a guy who strangles his wife. We'll teach you morals over here in America. He strangled her 3 times. This is America. You have to teach you proper etiquette. You have to know how to strangle her in a proper way. And then run off with the secretary. Moral country. Come on. He could have shot her between the eyes. Blown off her brain. He did it more gently. In the middle of the night and still asleep. He strangled her. And every black... Did you see that movie? Oh, tonight we're going out. Dum, dum, da, dum, dum, da, dum, da, dum, da, dum, da. We got to see that movie. Why? Big billboard. The Strangler. Starring Malcolm X. Every Shiva Bach is waiting to see the Strangler, this Benaz man. Why? Every WhatsApp, this, he got messages. They put out all these billboards. It was in magazines, everything. Especially who's starring on the women's side of the Strangler. Oh boy, that also helps out when he wants to see the Strangler. It's all brainwashing in your brain. Everybody said, what did you walk out of the movie with? What did you gain? Everybody said, what did you gain from it? Confusion. It just impregnated you with a heavy dose of confusion. Confusion, confusion, confusion. He walked out totally confused in his life. He doesn't know if he wants to be a Yeshiva Bacher or a Strangler. And it's a joke. The American world is living, they've their own enemy. This is documentary, this is in statistics. How many Rahman al-Islam kids in their minds today have a natiya towards violence? Tremendous violence. And a guy could walk into a school with a machine gun on a nice sunny Sunday morning, November, whenever the date is, and shoot up big kids in a classroom. It didn't come from running toys for Zerboisai. He plays his computer games. Kill the cop! 600,000 points if you blow off his brains! You put 7 bullets through his eyes, the eyeballs, you get it through the eyeballs, you get extra points. If the bullets go right through the eyeballs and come out the other side. And we see eyeballs imprinted on the back wall. If you get into eyeballs, through the eyeballs, into the chart, on the back wall, in the middle of the chart, you get extra points for getting those eyeballs. And if you get the bullet up his nostril, that's the prize. You win the game. Blow up his nostril! Blow off the cop's nostril. Just came out in the local stores. Called Cop's Nostril for short. Come on, Rabbi, take it easy. Take it easy. This is not, that's not what America's all about. America, you know, America's about, you know, apple pie. Something very important. Hamburgers. That's what America's about, you know? How to eat a hamburger with pickles and lettuce. And how to make sure that the ketchup doesn't drip down the side of your face. At least you learn something in life. Non-messy hamburgers are coming out. That's what they're teaching us in America, and we're running into that. Confusion! So of course you have problems with your Yiddish kite. You're confused. You've been brainwashed. They're setting us into a trap. And we're losing the plot. Mesillas Yesharim says, you sort of everything. The first line of Mesillas Yesharim, which every single Yeshiva Bach has to know, at least you can get there. You can get to the editor safe, at least you did this line. Yisroi da Hasid is a shurash avoida tmima, the Yisroi, the foundation of everything, how to be good, how to have atzloch in your life. She is bora v'yis'am, it's eitzel ha'odem ha'choy, what in the world are you doing here? What did you come down to this world for? Deep pistachio nuts! What in the world, as a, you have a human mind, a body, a soul, what am I doing here? What did I come down to this world for? With all my greatness of a human person, what are you doing here? You came in this world to get up in the morning, eat, go to the bathroom, go back to bed, go eat, back to the bathroom, and to bed again! What a successful day! I spent my 4 hours in the toilet! Pardon the expression. That's what life's about? Life's about spending a whole Sunday watching football games for 17 hours? I mean, I didn't watch the whole time. There was a movie in between. What's it called? What are those in the afternoons they have? Soap operas, that's it! I'm busy in the soap opera. Jane, does she like Sam? I don't know. We'll see, find out tomorrow. Stay tuned if Jane likes Sam! Rabbi, I can't wait for tomorrow. I can't sleep! I don't know if Jane likes Sam! And that's what he's spending his time with. That's what you came to the world to know, Rabbi Yisai. Where you can spend your time, Rabbi Yisai, clarifying, getting clear. What is my purpose? What am I doing here? What do I have to accomplish? Where do I have to go? Get the clarity. And once you have that clarity, Rabbi Yisai, here's where the simcha is, Rabbi Yisai. The problem in Amalek is, that's why Mishnah Nichlas Odor Mabim Simcha, Rabbi Yisai. What's the simcha about? You know what the simcha about? This is the month where we destroyed Amalek. Come on. Haman. That man was the offspring of Amalek. Amalek came to bring confusion into the world. We destroyed that. We got rid of that. We accepted the term Mirotzo. We saw we had the clarity now. That's it. It's all fake. It's all facade. Turn on the lights. Every movie theater, it's pitch black. Dark. Turn off those lights. We don't want light. One person puts on the lights. Oh, no. You can't watch the movie over a second. Yeah, we know why. You can't watch that movie. And we could see the tears in the guy's eyes who's watching that movie. Oh. Mickey Mouse lost his wife, Minnie. Tragedy! The guy walks out of the movie, it's fake, it's ketchup on his shirt. He got shot at the end. She's not gonna marry Stanley! Fake! Turn on the lights! What are you crying about? That guy's making millions on you! He's crying about that guy! He just made $1 million, you paid for his movie, and the popcorn! And you're walking out of the movie theater. Oh, it's such a sin that that guy had to die. He's in $1 million house in Hollywood with a ketchup stain shirt. Heinz. What are you crying about? Because they brought unclarity, confusion. And this month of Adar, it's the month. By Yehudim Hoysa Oira, we saw the light. God revealed to everybody, we're the nation. We're the ones of the truth. We know the MS. It's the Torah that guides our life. God's in control, and He's our leader. Amalek is no more. Marvin B'Simcha. All the depression in the world. You go around statistics, not my statistics. Everyone said it over. Reader's Digest is not from the Mishpacha magazine. From the Reader's Digest, the most amount of suicide, I would say. Go and investigate yourself. was documented in Hollywood, California. Give me that sunshine, give me that California, and give me those people that are there, confused, married 16 times already, and killing themselves, and killing their wives, and killing everything because they're total confusion, and there's no happiness. No happiness whatsoever, the boy said. Depression, and more depression. Seeing psychologists, psychiatrists, they're taking pills, they're taking drugs, they're trying to escape and escape because they don't have the truth. They're looking for it, but it's not there. They're in a state of total confusion, a fake, a facade, and depressed. This month, we got the clarity to see that a Moloch who's covering up the truth is no more, and the truth can come out in its total entirety and reveal to us what life's all about. And this month, when it's Ma'ar bin Bisimcha, it's our time to get clarity on life. We're going back soon. Very nice. We have a month left. And this great month of Adar is Nesuga to get clarity. Unbelievable clarity of what you're doing down here in Bisimcha. What you come down here for. What's your purpose? What are you going to do knowing that that's my purpose? What am I going to accomplish? What am I going to do with my life? Every person has to ask themselves, what's everybody's individual purpose? We should be zoichon this month, to have the clarity of mind, the clarity of thought, to understand the truth of what we're doing down here. Zoichot la'ihudim ha'isa'oyre v'simcha v'sos v'chor, kein tiyalon.